This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's our second hour, and we've been having the time of our life. We have Chris Rodriguez back. Chris is in the house, guys, and we've got Todd Coonan as well. And we are ready to talk law and talk about all the allegations of the moment.
Yes, we are, Chris. It's always so nice to see you.
Have you guys played this while I was away at all?
We have.
We have, but only in jest.
Only when we're making fun of you.
Okay. Let me tell you, every time we play it...
So every hour.
Every time we play it, we also have to issue the disclaimer almost to say, you know, we're playing this because Chris wants that played. That's his music.
Right.
You know, that was his theme song. I would have picked a different song for Chris, but we won't go into that.
So maybe we should. Last hour we talked about defective turkeys and stuff like that, and I have a gift for Chris Rodriguez.
Oh.
Last year we did a show, I don't know if you remember this, Cal, but about the Lint Golden Bunny.
I do.
Yeah, and that it could be trademarked, and it was the first time that an animal shape could actually be trademarked by a company in the European Union.
Wait, it's a Lint Golden Bunny?
Well, it's not made of belly button.
Well, I was thinking it should be a Lint Golden Belly Button.
Lint,
but go on.
L-I-N-D-T.
D-T.
Oh, Lint.
Lind.
Okay.
Lint.
Yeah.
This is the Lint Chocolate Allah Golden Bunny, and it was rejected by literally everybody else. I got everybody these, and this one was rejected.
Rejected?
Because it was defective.
It was,
Don't you remember? See?
Oh, yeah.
I saved it
for you, Chris.
It was a defective Golden Bunny that ended up being the subject of Case or No Case.
This is amazing. I feel so honored, and I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank Lint Company for producing a defective bunny that only I am worthy to receive.
And donating it to us.
Yes. And I'm going to be eating this bunny. I was just saying, because of the air quality issues, I have not exercised as much as I would like. I feel like I'm putting on a little weight, and now I'm going to sit here and devour this chocolate bunny.
So
thank you.
That's like exercise, too, if you think about it. I mean, you have to chew it.
It's true.
I like the way you think.
Yes.
You know my philosophy on working out? My philosophy on working out is this: no pain, no pain. I like it.
No pain.
No pain, no
Stop.
Pain.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Cool.
Well, we have a lot of things to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about the utility company that may have had a part in the wildfires, or the campfire and the Ventura County fires. Oh, maybe not the Ventura County.
Actually, SoCal Ed has been discussed about that one.
That utility,
well.
Okay.
But they definitely, you know, the utility company definitely was part of the fires that occurred last year in Napa, which is, you know, geographically speaking, not that far, a couple hundred miles from the fire that's going on right now.
That's true.
Another fire that's happened in Northern California.
That's right. We're going to talk about another Weinstein lawsuit.
Oh, boy.
Yet another one. I think he could keep our show. We could probably talk about him
Harvey.
Is this one of those where you just like lawyers that do junk business where they have all these Xerox forms and you just fill in the blanks and go file them? Harvey Weinstein, sexual assault, put in your name here.
At this point, it feels like, you know, you just bring up Harvey Weinstein on IMDb. Look at every movie that Harvey Weinstein Company, he's listed as the executive producer, and then start going through the female talent, and tragically, you're probably going to find a lot of people that may have a claim. I mean, it's the numbers are just piling
They're
up.
They're astounding. And then Todd's going to answer that question that everybody wants answered, which is why is the New Jersey Supreme Court going to overturn 20,000 DWIs, which is driving while intoxicated.
Or in some jurisdictions like California, it's DUI, driving under the influence. Same law. They just give it a different name, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, but under the influence can also be... It's drugs and alcohol,
yeah,
right?
Driving while intoxicated covers intoxication due to alcohol or drugs. So including
prescription meds.
That's right. In the DWI, so basically what we're saying is DWI in one state is the same as DUI in another state. They're all, and this is an alcohol-based DUI story, so we'll limit it to that, but you're right. Driving under the influence of prescription medications. Actually, it's driving under the influence of any substance, but...
Yeah, if you're impaired, you're impaired, guys. And since Chris is back, of course we have to talk about sports in some way. And Chris is going to talk about the NHL settlement with the former players about concussions. And that's a really important topic. We've been trying to cover that in different areas of the sports.
Linebackers on skates. That's dangerous.
Oh, stop it.
Well, you think about that. You think about in the NFL. You got a linebacker who's guy linebacker size who's running at you at maximum speed for a human being running. He's probably getting up to what, 8-10 miles an hour, maybe
20 something.
Well, that's on a dead sprint, Usain Bolt type speed. Yeah. But I'm talking about linebacker in a game with all the pads. But then you compare that to somebody that is on the ice and skating and getting all that momentum. They're traveling 20 when they hit somebody, and I'm surprised we don't get more of it. But that'll be an interesting story.
Yeah, and not just hitting somebody, hitting the ice or hitting the wall. Yeah. I can't even imagine how much concussions are. And then we've got a little discussion about some pop stars that we want to talk about as well. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about this hour, so stay with us. And if you want to call us, we want to hear from you, 855 Law Radio. So give us a call.
Yes, that's great. So what are we going to start with here, Denise? Are we going to, you know, if you followed us in the first hour, it was already the topic of discussion. I think we can start this and take this into the next segment. Let's just dive right into the PG&E, the fire
the
stuff.
Utilities.
The utility stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a good one because we can talk about both criminal and civil elements throughout this discussion. And, what happened in the campfire is just a couple days before the campfire started, a woman who was on vacation got a phone call from PG&E agents and said, we have to come on your property. We have noticed there's some kind of a down wire and it's causing sparks. So we need to be able to access your company. Well, she didn't get that while on vacation immediately. And when she comes home, we're talking about there's a massive fire. And so it's been theorized, if you will, that PG&E started the campfire, which has now become the most devastating fire in California history. There's nothing that can compare to this fire
and the
damage.
From a civil standpoint, and criminal as well, ultimately, when you talk about criminal negligence and stuff, but from a civil standpoint, if the call to the woman preceded the fire, that lets folks know, from a time standpoint, that they were aware that there was a problem. Okay? Now, whether or not they could have done something, we'll put that aside, but just from a timeline standpoint, prior to the fire starting, the allegation is going to be that they were aware that there was a problem and they wanted to get onto her property. Now, the story subsequent to what we've heard is that after this woman got back, I can't remember if it was a voicemail or an email that she had received, but she didn't get it while she was on vacation. After she got back, representatives still wanted to come out and get onto the property, and they couldn't because by that time, the property had already been cordoned off as a crime scene. So the DA and the sheriff's department in that jurisdiction had already started investigating this as an active crime scene. So now you're talking about criminal liability and civil liability. When we come back, we're going to talk about how a corporation can face criminal liability. I mean, the Secretary of State can't come in and, you know, take the corporate charter and you're going to jail. So it's, at some point in time, a human's got to face the music on something, and Chris can talk to that. But holy Toledo, we are We're 15 minutes into the second hour.
Right. So stay with us. We have a lot more to talk about, and we want you to chime in. You can tweet us at Radio Law Talk or give us a call at 855-LAW-RADIO.
And you stay right there because there's much more Radio Law Talk coming up on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate U.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to Letty & Company.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Association and the Ad Council.
The The attorneys you hear on the panel at RadioLawTalk.com are all licensed to practice law in California. But if you want a lawyer, no matter where you're listening, you can check our website, RadioLawTalk.com. There's a button there that says, Talk to a Lawyer. Press it. It's that easy. And, of course, we thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. Denise Dirks here. I'm a family law attorney. I've got Todd Coonan with me, who does criminal defense. And I've got C-Rod, the famous Chris Rodriguez, who does everything else.
Civil litigation, primarily.
Isn't that an oxymoron? Civil litigation?
You know, most people conduct themselves civilly unless they're from Los Angeles.
You know, it's interesting. It's very civil in the criminal realm. The Denise, but I bet you could tell some real war stories about some family law attorneys that really go toe-to-toe, don't they?
Some of them go toe-to-toe. Yeah. That's not my style. I mean, I'm a very good advocate, but I'm a smooth, suave advocate. I'm not going to go, you know.
Play the sound, Cal.
Jesus, I'm just trying to find out which smooth up or what is. Here's my sound was thinking it was this.
Oh. Oh, you know me well, do you?
My idea of this is what I perceive Denise as an attorney. Denise is the type of attorney that will take your lunch and you'll end up thanking her for it.
You know,
so smooth. It's like you're taking her lunch and you end up thanking her for it. When you're done, you're like, wait a minute. I have no lunch, and I issued an apology. What?
No, I think that I'm the type of attorney that tries to work themselves out of a job, number one, try to get my clients the skills so they can help settle their own disputes in an amicable way.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, that's real important. And then number three, I like litigation. And I like mediation, and I like representation. So I like doing all of the areas.
And our generation. Well, I'm sorry.
Probably say that song.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting you say that because I hear. I've been an attorney for going on 20 plus years now, and you invariably get folks that come to you with wanting advice. Should I go to law school? Should I do this? And you always have the one person that comes up and says, you know what? You know, I win every argument in my family, and I'm really good at arguing, and I was all this. And they talk about how great of an arguer they are. Everybody says I should go to law school. And my response is, you know, if arguing is and going toe-to-toe, if that's your first line of defense, maybe you shouldn't go to law school, because arguing is what attorneys do when everything else fails. I mean, you want to be able to negotiate, to get along, to, you know, can we work here? And if it doesn't, I mean, that's a nice tool to have in your toolbox, but you don't start out usually by punching somebody in the nose. You start out by trying to reach some sort of an agreement. So
you save the nose punch for the last.
Yeah.
That's for
and
sure.
Having been a sports official, I will tell you that the louder the argument, usually the less reliant on the rules or the facts of the case it is. It becomes emotional rather than fact-based when the volume gets turned up.
Absolutely. And in family law, you have to avoid emotional. You cannot take on the emotions of your client. You cannot take on the emotions of opposing counsel or opposing party. It's super important that you remain objective, and that's for your own well-being as well as the well-being of your client.
What's the statement? You know, if the law is on your side, pound the law. If the facts are on your side, pound the facts. If neither is on your side, then pound the podium.
And pound your opponent.
That's right. Well, let's talk a little bit about, let's get back to the PG&E issue.
Because all of those skills are going to be employed by lawyers in trying to sort this mess out.
Yeah, there's a lot of both civil and criminal elements to this story. And it's a big one. First of all, who are the potential victims and or the potential clients from the rise of the fires that were so devastating? And I want to say we're not going to get into how to protect yourself through insurance, because we talked about that last year. We have a podcast on October 21st, 2017, and it's entitled California Fires and Liability. And we go into how best to protect yourself and your property through insurance.
And insurance is the first line of defense in all of this, by
That's
the way.
That's right.
You ask any emergency services guy, the first thing is insurance, the very first thing.
That's right. So go back and listen to that and listen to today, and you'll get a better, a very broad picture about the devastation of the fires, but also about how to recover.
I'd also like to mention, Denise, if you don't mind, that PG&E, if I understand the news reports correctly, and I'm obviously in the middle of this, saw a funny value on their grid. They did not know there were sparks or a fire. On their monitoring system, they saw a funny out-of-whack value and contacted this woman and said,
yes,
we've got some problem here that we want to come and check out. They didn't say we have sparks or we have a fire. They said we have an out of something doesn't look right on our system and we want to come and look. So it wasn't sparks or a fire that they saw.
I'm sorry if I misspoke.
I just wanted to make that,
okay,
make that point because it's kind of important, I think.
I think that what they said when they talked to the woman was, we want to come out to see if there is, right, they were trying to diagnose what the grid was, and in the article that I read, she had used the term sparking,
sparks,
but that, they wanted to see if that was even happening.
Right. She wasn't there, so she didn't know. Right.
So, you know, to answer your first question, I mean, I would think at first blush, the obvious victims are people who have lost either property, who have suffered property loss or personal loss, whether they themselves have been injured or they have had loved ones who have been injured or deceased as a result of them. Those are the obvious victims, I would think. But I don't think that the victim pool is limited to that, you know?
Right. That's why I kind of separated victims from potential clients as an attorney, because also the insurance companies are potential victims, maybe not in a criminal way, but in a civil way, right, Chris?
Well, they're going to be putting out a lot of money to pay for covered loss, and then they will, I don't believe in terms of the Camp Fire or Woolsey Fire in Southern California that any subrogation claims have been made yet. There have been some kind of direct plaintiff claims made by people who've lost houses or you know, loved ones, but much of the litigation that will result in the wake of these fires is what's called subrogation litigation. So let's say if you're State Farm or Allstate or any of these major insurers or any insurer that issues policies that would cover loss in a fire, they're going to pay out billions of dollars in covered losses. They don't just say, well, that was our loss. Then the insurance company goes back against somebody like a PG&E or a SoCal Edison to try to recover what they have been forced to pay out in damages. That's
all right,
called a subrogation action.
We've got to take a break. We've got to hear from our sponsors, but stay with us because we have a lot of important information for you.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic.com.
For For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump meets with California Governor Jerry Brown and soon-to-be Governor Gavin Newsom while getting a look at the devastation from wildfires in Northern California. Prior to leaving the White House, Mr. Trump outlined one topic to be addressed.
We will be talking about forest management. I've been saying that for a long time, and it's going to be a lot different situation. But the one thing is that everybody now knows that this is what we have to be doing, and there's no question about it. It should have been done many years ago, but I think everybody's on the right side.
The death toll continues to rise. Maryland Democratic Congressman Anthony Brown tells CNN, instead of sending U.S. troops to the southern border, President Trump could have put them to better use.
He ought to bring some of those troops to California. They'd be more useful supporting the rescue, the search, and the fire suppression efforts in California than shoveling manure on the southwest border in support of the Customs and Border Patrol.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk, hour number two. We're talking about the California wildfires, and we're talking specifically about the campfire and PG&E's alleged role in the campfire. Now, initially, the utility had reported an initial electric incident report. We don't know what that means. We don't know. And we also found out that PG&E announced before the blaze that it was considering cutting power to 9 different counties, which included Butte County, where most of the campfire had originated.
I remember,
but it didn't shut it down.
And I remember some of those that there were they did shut off power in some areas. For example, there's another location close to this. It's called Forest Hill. For those of you who can look it up, if you see Sacramento on the map and you start going east, it's near Auburn and stuff. And you know, it's interesting because when that had happened, there were a lot of residents in that area that were complaining and wanted PG&E to come in. You're going to reimburse me for the food I'm losing in my refrigerator and my freezer and all this kind of stuff. And now, you know, I think somebody that might have been complaining about shutting off the power in certain areas might be looking at it going, oh, that's why you wanted to do it. Because look what happened in an area where the power didn't get shut off.
Plus, the standard of care for a utility in California is a higher standard of care right now because we're in a known drought situation. So anytime you have a huge drought situation, I think when you're talking about utilities that deal with electricity and potential fire hazards, you have a high standard.
By the way, I just want to say, we made a big to do about Chris Rodriguez being here and you know, always happy to have Chris and all that. But over the break, over the break, my cell phone started going, and I happen to know that our fearless leader who is on assignment has been listening to this show because he had some input on this. One of the things that he pointed out that I thought was, I wouldn't have even really thought of this, but, you know, sometimes you can't get insurance in a certain zone because of the natural environment. And because this is in a forested area, there are a lot of people that just couldn't get insurance that don't have insurance payouts for their loss. And whose only means of recouping anything would be a lawsuit because they just don't have anything to come in and pick up the bill for them.
Right. FEMA actually does provide a great deal of help for people who do not have insurance. In fact, it's hard for people that have insurance to get FEMA dollars because, you know, FEMA will say, well, we've got a limited fund here. We're going to focus on the folks without insurance
first. Right, which was the point I was trying to make. Insurance is first resort. Don't go running to FEMA if you're insured until you hit the limit of that insurance and you have greater needs. FEMA is the second resort, and then litigation.
Right. You want to know something that interesting? This isn't California. This is, you remember when the volcano on the Big Island in Hawaii was going off?
Sure.
And this was over the summer, and that was happening, and Hawaii is going to get stuck with a huge bill because for the last decade, Hawaii had been encouraging people to build on the Big Island, but they couldn't get insurance. They couldn't get funding for it because the insurance carriers all said, this isn't stable.
So hello, you're in an active volcano.
So the state of Hawaii went in and said, to encourage that, we'll provide the insurance. We want you. It's not a big deal. We want you to go ahead and build there. And so everybody built, and then this happened. And there's no private insurance carrier. It's state insurance. And, you know, that's yikes.
And the question is, in Paradise now, many people are looking at this and saying, okay, once we get everything sorted out, we'll re-engineer the whole town because now we can have wider streets. Now we can have better fire. I mean, it's a very old community. And then we can have wider streets. We can have better. They don't even have their own municipal water in many areas. They don't have a sewer system. They'll fix a lot of that, I think, that they haven't done. So I guess there may be some positive that comes out of an awful situation.
Yeah, I was actually with my family in Chicago this summer, and we did a boat tour down the Chicago River, and they were talking about that very thing. Apparently there was a fire in Chicago, and Chicago at the time had, you know, a very big population already. Almost the entire city burnt to the ground.
Right.
And the entire city was displaced. And they talked about that, how the people who ran the city had learned so much about how cities work and things that they would have done differently if they had a chance to start over than they had a chance to start over. And they talked about how what a kind of ingenious layout and how the city of Chicago is laid out because they got a chance to start over as a result of this devastating fire. So, I mean, obviously Paradise is going to be on a much smaller scale than that. But
well, a lot, though. And then you are familiar with Peshtigo in Wisconsin, right?
No. Oh, yes, Peshtigo, sure, yes.
That was the fire that took place the day before the Great Chicago Fire that did the same thing to that community that is happening in Paradise. But nobody survived, including including the person who would have sent a dispatch out to the wire services. So nobody knew about it for a long time.
Oh, that's just sad.
Wow.
Well, let's get off
this.
Let's talk about law.
Tough stuff, yeah.
You want to go back to the John Bobbitt case?
No, I want you to talk about a civil suit and who's likely to bring civil suit now as a result of this.
I mean, obviously, we've talked about the insurance companies and the subrogation actions that are going to come about. It's obvious that people who are underinsured will bring lawsuits against, you know, if there's somebody that has deep pockets that they think is responsible for the fire. And then, I mean, I almost hesitate to say this, but it's not going to be lost on the many plaintiffs' lawyers around this area. We have had terrible air quality in this area for the past week. Schools have shut down. Businesses have shut down. The person or entity that may be responsible for starting this fire not only has liability for the damages they've caused to the homeowners, they have responsibility, legal responsibility to you and I, who have maybe increased our number of doctor visits, and the health insurance companies that are going to take on extra burden of paying out for these types of increased visits. I mean, it's just massive.
We start thinking about We've covered lawsuits in here about prolonged exposure to Roundup that's led to, speculation about lawsuits from veterans who were exposed to smoke in stuff in Vietnam. I've seen lawsuits about, over in the war in Iraq. They would just, the U.S. military would have these burn pits, and you'd burn all of your trash and all of your waste. Well, people are now coming up with, being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and other type of cancers because of being exposed to that kind of smoke in the, in these camps. And I think you're right. I mean, you've got an entire, metropolitan area, the Sac Metro area. I was down in San Francisco the other day. It's air quality is terrible in San Francisco.
All as a result of this.
And it's not just from this fire. You're going to have people that are going to say, well, in 2017, we were subject to the air quality damage because of the Napa, Sonoma County fires. And then we had it again because of what happened up in the Camp Fire. And anybody who falls down with this, if you get experts, and you can get experts as anything, that can trace respiratory problems to what's happened here with the air quality, their liability is not going to go away. Just got a breaking alert here. Cal had mentioned this as well, but breaking alert from our remote reporter on the spot, Fred Penny. President Trump has just landed and is now on his way to tour the burn site.
Right.
And he landed in Sacramento, correct?
No, Beale in Marysville.
Yes.
Marysville. Okay, well, that makes sense.
Beale Air Force Base is just outside of Marysville here, and probably,
An hour and a half.
If a helicopter, probably a 20-minute helicopter ride to the area. So President Trump is here now, and that's just a lot of devastation going on.
Oh, yeah. And you're talking about the lawsuits. Now, remember that in Chico right now, for example, which is very close to Paradise in California, it is particulate matter. When we lived in Redding and there was the car fire, there was, it was particulate matter, really thick junk, and you couldn't help but get it all
everywhere.
Over yourself. Yeah, it was terrible. But the point is, most people in Northern California are going, well, we have greater problems than that. There are people dying out here. I mean, let's get real about that,
But that doesn't stop an enterprising plaintiff's lawyer from bringing all kinds of different
claims. Which was my point. The radio stations up there are filled with ads from L.A. law firms trying to get people to sign up already. Already they're up there circling the lambs, if you will.
So L.A. firms or Sacramento firms or all firms?
Mostly Southern California firms.
Wow.
At least the ones I've heard.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we better get busy there, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to think what they want about the plaintiff's bar, but, it is, as we've talked about, a source of funding for the recovery of the people that have been devastated by this. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter.
And the fact that you can vilify the plaintiff's bar and say, they're maybe bloodthirsty or whatever, but know this, that the defense and Pete and anybody that could be a potential defendant in anything, especially a big corporation, has their team of attorneys already in there looking to find a way to head this off. It's what attorneys, it's what defense companies and defense insurers do. We'll have to pick that up.
Not us, of course. We talk about funny things on the radio.
When we come back, we'll talk about the criminal element, and then we'll move on. Stay with us,
folks.
All
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Welcome back. We have fanned the wildfires for sure, and we're just going to talk real briefly about the potential criminal actions that can be brought against utility companies.
Yeah, and I wanted to follow up on one thing that we had going into the break. We're talking about how aggressively big corporations work to defend against what could be catastrophic from a monetary standpoint. Catastrophic lawsuits. You know, you remember the shooting that happened in Las Vegas outside the Bellagio, and we covered this not too long ago, where the lawyers and insurance companies for the casino were actually suing potential plaintiffs to try to cut them off as far as lawsuits that they could bring. And so before we go too far saying, you know, plaintiff attorneys, you know, that, you know, they're circling the wagons, they're trying to get what they're doing. A good plaintiff's attorney also knows that there's not that much press, but that's exactly what the attorneys for potential defendants are doing right now. And if you don't get out in front of it, you could be left behind. And so, but that's from the civil side. That's from the civil side. We also have criminal liability that can be faced, that a corporation can face. You know, I'll give you an example. Who remembers the Enron scandal? Remember the Enron scandal from back in the day, where the pension fund was built by interestingly enough, an energy company, Enron, and their corporate executives. And there were executives who were found to have been engaged in criminal malfeasance that ended up serving jail time because of a lawsuit, a criminal complaint that was brought against the corporation. And, you know, so you're going to have a lawsuit here. It's already, you know, the scene has already been cordoned off as a crime scene. And I think that you can expect serious consideration on the part of the local jurisdiction and maybe even federal jurisdiction, especially if this bled over into federal land, of lawsuits being filed, criminal lawsuits being filed against PG&E, the corporation, and anybody that would have been in a decision-making capacity that, if they were criminally negligent, could have the finger pointed at them that this is what happened as a result of that. Am I right, Chris?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think in the energy space, there are various statutes that impose, by their terms, criminal liability. If, you know, a utility fails to do this, that, or the other thing, they the penalties include criminal penalties under section such and such of the penal code. So these companies are aware of what their obligations are. It's not like this is just something that, oh, my God, I didn't know. I mean, and I'm sure that law enforcement realizes how kind of unusual it is. And you, as somebody who does criminal law, you probably don't see criminal complaints being brought against corporations very often.
In 10 years as a DA, as a deputy district attorney, in two different jurisdictions, California and Tennessee, I never once saw a complaint brought against a corporation. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It's just in the local jurisdiction. I never saw it.
Yeah, and typically it's monetary penalties.
Yes.
Right? And so you can't put, a corporate entity in jail, obviously, but there can be jail time penalties for criminal acts of a corporation against the executives of the corporation, and you know
that would be the officers and the directors, right?
Yeah, and I don't do criminal law, and so I'd be interested to hear your take on this, Todd. But my recollection of criminal law from law school is something called mens rea. You have to have the requisite intent in your head, for the most part, to commit a crime. And you talked about criminal negligence. Either you intended to do something that harmed people and broke the law, or you were so cavalier and just reckless and careless in the way you went about your job that the law.
I'll give you an example. I'll just use a hypothetical. Let's say there's an auto manufacturer out there that knows that because of the placement of their gas tank, that if the car is rear-ended, there is a high likelihood that that car would burst into flames and perhaps kill an occupant of the car. Okay? And let's say that as a result of that, they look and go, well, you know, it's going to cost us X number of millions of dollars to retrofit all of those cars and change everything. It'll cost us less in lawsuits just to pay out on it. We'll just go ahead and pay out on it and then change the design going forward. You know, if that happened in today's day and age, and I'm referencing something that may be close to something that happened a while ago, but the laws changed a little bit in terms of perception. If that happened in today's day and age, the executives that made the decision that a monetary value on a life could be paid and made the determination to not make a change, I would think that an executive in that position could face criminal liability.
Right, and so that gets into a kind of a very technical legal point, the difference between an intentional crime. That executive didn't intend to hurt the 16-year-old who was killed when there was an impact to that portion of the car, but they knew that it was likely to occur to somebody.
It's what they call criminal negligence. You're indifferent to what could happen. You could have done something, but you were reckless in that you didn't.
But by listening to you last week, we talked about some crimes require intent and some crimes don't require intent. So if we're bringing something against this utility company, is it a crime that's going to require a specific intent, or is it a non-intent crime?
It really depends on the crime that was brought. For example, if you were trying to charge somebody with murder, you would have to prove that they were intending to take somebody's life. If you were trying to charge somebody with a homicide, manslaughter, you would have to say that they intended to do the act that ultimately led to the loss of life, but the intent to take the life is not a required element.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting to me, I'm so sorry.
No, it's not a problem. It's just me. I just wanted to mention that the fact that PG&E went out and said, we think we may have a problem, may actually play in their favor because it could take away that intent that you're talking about. It could show they didn't have intent.
It could.
Or it could show a failure to act.
And the question mm-hmm. is going to be, how long did they know about the condition that could have taken place? There are so many variables here. It's certainly not as cut and dried as your classic, you know, guy walks in, sees somebody
who done it, right,
cheating on him with his spouse and pulls the trigger and pumps somebody full of lead and now somebody's facing a manslaughter or homicide charge. It's not like that.
Could the lady who couldn't let them onto her property because she was gone and they wanted to get there sooner, could she have some liability here?
I don't think so.
I would think that you would have to show that she got notice and actively precluded them from getting on.
Yeah, I don't think so. She didn't stop them from getting on the property. The police did. If you remember, they declared a crime scene,
well,
right?
I'm talking about beforehand.
When they knew they had a problem, they reached out to her. She was on vacation. They needed her permission to open the lock and go onto her property to look at the problem.
And she never got the call.
So, yeah.
But anyway, PG&E is overseen by the California Public Utilities Commission. And so I wonder, is there a liability for the California Public Utilities Commission?
I would say that would be very remote. Fred has talked about this a lot. And the ability to sue a state agency, I would think that the ability to sue the Public Utilities Commission for any of this is almost zero. There are too many protections in there, in the law. This is one of those, I wish Fred were here because he's talked about this before, about whether or not you can sue a public entity. And the thing I come away with when listening to him, because he knows this like the back of his hand, is
it's very difficult to sue a public entity.
Yeah, just
you have to get a right to sue.
Good luck even finding a lawyer that'll try it.
I mean, there's a lot of public entities that get sued. And my understanding, I don't do it, but my understanding is you can't sue a public official for their exercise of discretion. So if they say, well, okay, I've heard the arguments from the engineers as to why a stop sign should be put in this intersection and why it shouldn't, I'm going to decide that we're not going to have a stop sign there, then somebody gets killed at the intersection, you can't sue that public official. However, if the government decides we're going to put a stop sign there, and the employee for Caltrans or whatever goes out and installs the stop sign facing the wrong way, and somebody gets injured, you can sue the public agency for negligence, because it wasn't in the exercise of discretion as a public official. It was just more...
Ma'am, why didn't you stop here? Well, the sign was facing the wrong way, and I tell you, I couldn't figure out why it said post.
Road surface slickness, Caltrans gets sued over that kind of stuff all the time. Oh, the road surface was too slippery, for example. I mean, they get sued over that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. We're going to come back for hour number three. We've got Chris Rodriguez and Todd Kunin and Cal Hunter joining us, and we will be talking about a lot of fun, interesting topics.
And we get to do case or no case, right?
That's right.
Booyah!
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Stay with us, and we'll talk back at you soon.
Hour three coming up. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.